working together to keep you on the move, also by First Baptist Church. An opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time this morning highlighting an upcoming production by Theater Bartlesville, and Shelley B. in to help me out with this. And Shelley, Theater Bartlesville has done every genre, all kinds of productions, although you're most notably known for comedy. But picking up a little bit of history this morning, an adaptation of the John Steinbeck classic, The Grapes of Wrath. Good morning.
Good morning. Howdy, as Ma Jode would say.
That's right.
Yes, this has really been quite an undertaking. Mm-hmm. And Shelby Brainer was the one who had, she had said, come to find out, wanted to do this play, The Grapes of Wrath, I mm-hmm. guess, for years, for a long time.
Henry Fonda, of course, had the lead in the film adaptation, and he called that one of his three favorite roles. And I have no doubt that you're getting a lot of fun out of this one, too.
Yes, it is. Then I got to researching, so I kind of became the historian of the group, because the more that I got to studying and reading about it, like a lot of people, especially our age, it was required reading.
Yeah.
And then I had seen
sophomore
the movie.
Year for me. Maybe junior year, I forget. But either way, yeah.
Yes. And I didn't remember a lot of this, or I was rereading things from the past. I mm-hmm. just remembered, and a lot of people do, basically the movie mm-hmm. is what usually comes to mind, and not so much what we studied or the historical value.
And Hollywood being Hollywood takes a little bit of freedom with it, because it's a better story if we tell it this way.
Yes. And it was just so interesting, because even Steinbeck, when he finished, he went through a lot in doing this, and with the history and being involved with the camps and everything. And he actually said, well, it wasn't the book I wanted it to be, but it was okay. Mm-hmm. And it is now, I think it had the 75th anniversary a couple of years ago.
Sounds right, yeah.
That it has gone on, and the theme of it is still so apropos. It fits whatever area that you're in because of the issues that it dealt with. And one of the comments, too, that was made with it is that it travels, that the play mm-hmm. travels thousands of miles in 30 feet. And if you think about what it takes to do this play, it is really an incredible goal that Shelby, you know, brought to the table mm-hmm. and that we've done in such a short period of time.
It's significant to the nation, but obviously more important geographically in this part of the country.
Yes, really fits here. And another thing that was really interesting is because the migration that went out to California during this Depression Dust Bowl time actually came from basically 4 to 5 states, mm-hmm. but Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Texas, kind of this middle, but it was the largest migration in our country. It was 2.5 million migrated. I didn't even know we had that many people living here at that time. And then they said that in the camps there is an estimation of anywhere from 300 to 600,000 people in these camps, you know, at a given time. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of humanity.
Oh, yeah.
That is shifting around, and what their lives went through. And sometimes I think it's hard, and I really, really encourage people and hope they will come to the play. And when they do, they need to really check their reality at the door and go in, because it is so hard for us to really imagine not having a Walmart on the corner, not being able to stop at the convenience store, you know, for the pit stop or getting things. This is just basically one step above the covered wagon. You know, and they're in this really, which the guys are going to appreciate, the truck that they go over.
Yeah.
What is it, a Hudson, this old
yeah,
truck.
Yeah, I try to remember, it's been since high school, since I've read the book. I've seen the film a number of times, but again, going back to the book, it was an early Hudson, I think. I don't
yes.
remember for sure, like a 28. I don't remember now. Yeah.
And so they travel in this, and it is just really hard for us to conceive. And I really hope that people will take this opportunity, just because with that touch of history to it, and then also then taking it another step, because there is this incredible book and story, and then they did make it into the screenplay. A lot of people I'm hearing, oh, I saw that movie.
Yeah.
Okay, the movie, it is good, but this is the play.
Yeah.
And when Frank Galati then Galati, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Mm-hmm. It was interesting to find out that the actor Gary Sinise was actually the artistic director at the time that Frank Galati was directing a play. And so as they were talking and needing another project, and it was Gary Sinise who actually suggested, hey, you wanted something different, why don't you do The Grapes of Wrath? Mm-hmm. So when Frank Galati started writing the play, Gary Sinise was supposed to direct it. So he never even thought of it from that standpoint. So he went into the book and really put the play together with the story, not how it would be on the stage, but the story of it. Well, then Gary Sinise then ended up resigning that position and going to California and making his own history and going on there. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, Frank now has to direct it. So he went back to kind of the beginning with it. And he said that his thought, he needed a totally bare stage. This was a story that you take it to the bare roots. And then from there, he uses the elements, you mm-hmm. know, of the earth, the fire, the sound, yeah. the elements.
So it's a very suggested set as opposed to something more concrete that we're used to at Theater Bartlesville.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Shelby Brammer does a great job of that lot. So whenever we're looking at, you know, the truck, we're not going to really have a truck on stage, clearly. But
I can see where you may have a couple of seats, a bench, or something that would suggest a truck.
Oh, well, I think Shelby's done a wonderful job. I don't want to give away the truck.
And I'm interpolating because I obviously haven't seen what you're doing with it.
Yes, but I think she's done a marvelous job. Like, I've sat in the audience and watched a lot of the Jode scenes, and the truck just magically appears, basically, and it's really great. Like, I love what she's done, and so it's gonna take some interpretation, but like, that's what theater is. Theater is completely interpretation. But you know, Shelby's really delved into all the elements of the show. So, like, you know, the sound, the people, you know, we have a cast of almost 30 people. That's a lot for our small Theater Bartlesville stage. But you know, when it's 2.5 million people migrating, you're going to need to show a lot of people.
there are a lot of interaction, a lot of stories that are woven into what Steinbeck tells. And again, I haven't, Shelley, you're almost describing more of a process that, say, that Hitch would do in a film. You take the basic story from a book, mm-hmm. and somebody will write a treatment of that book, which then is the basis for the screenplay that actually adds the dialogue. So it sounds like the way this production evolved was much more of you know, somebody writing the story for that then became the play that Sinise was supposed to originally direct.
Exactly. Well, and then what Shelby's done too is Shelby's also done some editing as well. Mm-hmm. So because in the, I don't know if you remember the book, but in the book there's a lot of repetition of like different things. Mm-hmm. So Shelby's taken it as it's written like a screenplay. So she's taken it and she's edited it and cut it down to where we're getting the bare minimum bones and we're getting exactly what's going on and we're getting the story more clear and more concise. Mm-hmm. So Shelby's done a wonderful job of that. And, you know, we've all had to sit around and make, you know, like realize that these cuts are coming and figure out what's going on. But the you know, the wording for the actors is very difficult too, because it's written.
It's a different dialect.
Yeah, it's written in Oklahoma dialect, basically. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everybody's had to kind of adjust to that as well. And, you know, I'm so excited for people to see it, because I think that this is something that it's our history, and we really need to, you know, we need to see it come alive. And that's what Theater Bartlesville is all about. So that's what I'm really excited about people to see.
And that was one of the things too, that in writing the book, Steinbeck went out and lived in these camps and spent time in them. And a lot of the wording in the book, which Frank Galati was very, very conscientious, he wanted the story. So he took a lot of the phrasing and the wording and the conversations that he kept that intact. And that actually came from a lot of the documents on those camps. So, you know, one, when it's praise, you know, praise God for victory, that is in the book, the grandmother says quite a bit, mm-hmm. actually is in the archives. That was a phrase that was used a lot. And then
just the American language has changed from the 30s to today nationally, let alone dialect change. You know,
yes.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting, too, that there were many states that migrated. Mm-hmm. But to the Californians and those that were there, they were all Okies. So Okies was the phrase for anybody that had, you know, come into California, which, you know, again, with all of these different states, you know, that it had that background to it. And for this book to be, you know, for Steinbeck to say was, oh, well, just okay. It has had such a profound impact in so many areas. One, in the area of music. I was so surprised to find out there's actually music, you know, Ode to Tom Joad. And, his name just left me. But anyway, one of our rock stars recently, a few years ago, even did a song that was for Tom Joad. So it had all of that impact. But during that time, Woody Guthrie, that again, the first station I worked at, Country Western, you know, we had good old Woody Guthrie. I was shocked to find out. Was actually Oklahoma boy.
Yes, from the Lawton area.
That migrated. Yeah. He was part of this. And in out there and living it, he started writing. And a lot of times, you know, it is so hard for us to even imagine. No real radios, TV, nothing in your hand. I mean, to kids, this is going to be, you know, an alter universe for them. All they had was sitting around a campfire. And just trying to live the day, one day at a time, and just trying to get the bare necessities of life, of food and shelter and taking care of their families. And he started writing these songs, and there were other songwriters as well, but there actually rose this whole group of singing. They were the Dust Bowl Ballads.
Mm-hmm.
And that these songs that told their story. Well, then again, Frank Galati, when he was going to putting this together, and that piece of that history and importance, he then came up with this idea of let's incorporating song to tell the story. So this is not a musical, but yet music is an integral part of it, because the songs will tell the story. And instead of a narrator, sometimes, you know, it's sung. Our production doesn't have as much of the songs to it as what may have been written and done on Broadway, but it does have the music to it.
Yeah, and if it's a familiar song, or I'll say sort of familiar, you kind of recognize the melody or a few words, sometimes all it takes is a couple of phrases and you've suggested what is going on.
Yeah, and the thing that Shelby is doing with this production is we have a lot of music. You know, there has to be a lot of music. That's what kept these people going a lot during that time was the music. And so music plays a pivotal role in this production in particular. And, you know, Shelby had a wonderful musician from Austin come and do a lot of, record a lot of backing tracks and things like that. But, you know, we also on stage will sing into some songs. And it's really great because it's, you sitting around a campfire singing a song is exactly what they would do to to, like, you know, they got the Dust Bowl Blues. So, you know, it's very our I feel like our production really dives into that aspect as well, and it's very important to the plot of the show too. So,
and again, loving what Shelby has done, because she has the music weaves through it and in and out, and even if it's kind of a background, but setting that the mood and stuff to it, and then getting this songwriter, and actually one of the songs he wrote specifically for this play is a finalist in a national contest, and I'm so anxious to hear, you know, where it placed. So at least we can say we have a finalist, but we're hoping to even be able to say that it's an award-winning song that's in it.
Well, I think just the fact that, again, this is a production of a classic book that, Shelley, like you said, many of us had to read it at some point in time. And it's a story that, yeah, we're familiar, but we don't know all the details, and kind of bringing those people to life using the faces of people that we already know. I think it's fun. We're going to take a short break and tell you more about the Grapes of Wrath production dates, how you can get tickets, in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400 K1 continuing a community connection this morning. And giving us a little bit of information, just enough to say, yeah, you need to come see this show coming up in a couple of weeks at Theater Bartlesville. And Grapes of Wrath, a classic, and particularly as it affects this part of the country. You mentioned you got a cast of about 30, so a lot of veteran and probably some new performers for Theater Bartlesville.
Yeah, definitely. We have the ages range from we have a small child who is about 8 years old to our oldest is probably in their 70s, maybe 80s. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give away their ages because that's not appropriate. But no, we have a very wide range of actors.
I think they look that old.
I think it's important that we get across that all kinds of people, all ages, were part of what was going on.
Yeah. And you know, there's one scene where the little boy is sitting out at the campfire and he's just playing with this toy, and you think how many hours this kid is playing with this toy. And you know, we live in a society now where we don't have that kind of an issue anymore. You know, most kids have too many toys, so it's kind of like interesting to to notice those little bitty things throughout the entire production. There's fake babies, people will be carrying babies around and things like that, but you know, because it was all ages that were migrating.
There were families,
yeah,
complete families in doing this. And that's what so many times I think we really do an injustice, because we are so used, especially in this computer age that can generate anything. And then with being able with the theater and having all, like movie theaters and television. But one of the things that I love about theater and acting is that you are there. And with Theater Bartlesville, the stage and the audience, you are there. But you also use your imagination and you really put yourself in that situation. And again, with it being kind of the bare bones and the things that adds to it, Shelby just has done a fantastic job, because it doesn't take all of that to make it happen. It's amazing how you can put just a piece of a log and you see the camp, a little thing of a fire, and it's real. It is there. And I really want to encourage people to, again, check the reality at the door and take this trip, because it's not a fantasy. It is our history.
Yeah,
we lived this. This is our roots.
Yeah, and you know, I feel like if we had this great big, like, amazing set that was just, and this real truck, like, to me, that doesn't feel real. That doesn't feel like that generation. I think that it was bare bones. I think that whenever you're leaving your home and
there's not a Napa store on every corner.
You're not going to be able to pack everything with you either.
Yes.
So it's very bare bones, but that speaks true to the nature of the play.
Production rate starts on the 9th, right?
Yes, on the 9th. And we'll run through the 11th for the first weekend, and then the 17th and 18th at 7 p.m. All of those were at 7, and then we have a matinee on February 19th at 2, which is a Sunday. You can buy tickets at Theater Bartlesville between 11 and 2, Monday through Friday, mm-hmm. or you can buy them online at theaterbartlesville.com.
Again, it is the Bartlesville Theater, Theater Bartlesville, rather, production of the great John Steinbeck classic, The Grapes of Wrath, adapted for the stage. And again, it's a special showing. You need to see this one particularly. Be ready to suspend your disbelief early in the show because you're going to get into the whole trip and you'll enjoy yourself.
Into
guys,
reality.
Thank you so much for coming in. Okay. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner, a police officer from the small southeastern Oklahoma town of